Political parties usually love to get voters to switch to their side, but sometimes they just as soon have voters stay put. Joining me now to explain is Zach Gorchow. He's the executive editor and publisher of Gongwer News Service. Hi, Zach.
Good morning.
Election season's always a good time to review some of our state civics lessons. So before we get into this political gamesmanship, let's go over some basics. Michigan's presidential primary is a closed primary. What does that mean for voters when they get to the polls on Tuesday?
Well, what it means is if they want to participate in either the Democratic or Republican presidential primary, they will have to ask for the ballot for one of those parties. And the other factor is the data on who participated in each presidential primary will be made available to the political parties. And that might mean you're going to get messaging from one of those political parties because they think you're one of them.
So this phenomenon that we're talking about today is people strategically switching parties, and it really only happens in primary elections. Could you explain the basic strategy here?
Well, the idea is that if you're a member of one political party, let's talk in a 2020 context. So maybe you're a Republican. You know that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. Let's say you decide Sanders would be the easier Democrat to defeat, and you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders in hopes that perhaps there's enough Republicans out there who might just be able to tip the scales and get Sanders to a victory in Michigan that helps get him the nomination.
How much party switching has happened in primaries over the years here in Michigan?
Well, there have definitely been probably three high-profile instances where there was at least a lot of discussion about it. 1972, George Wallace won the Democratic presidential primary in Michigan, segregationist George Wallace. And there was a lot of discussion that Republicans crossed over. Richard Nixon had no opposition for the Republican nomination that year to vote for Wallace. And there were Democrats who voted for him, too. But there was a lot of discussion about Republican crossover then, and it led to Democrats getting rid of a primary for a long time. They went to a caucus system because they were so embarrassed. The year 2000, on the Republican side, John McCain defeated George W. Bush. The entire Republican establishment in Michigan was behind George W. Bush. Now, the question is, how much of that was strategic and how much of it was legitimate interest in McCain? That's never really been known.
And Zach, what is the most recent example?
2012, Mitt Romney versus Rick Santorum. President Obama had no opposition. While Mitt Romney did come away with a narrow win in Michigan, there were some pretty high-profile instances of Democrats helping Rick Santorum that year.
Zach, in the choice between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, do you see a clear strategy for Republicans who want to be a Democrat for a day?
They have their best chance of influencing things in the heavily Republican congressional districts. So the 4th district up in, you know, the Midland kind of area, or the district Paul Mitchell holds in northern Macomb County in the Thumb. Right now, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of discussion about what sometimes is amusingly termed Operation Chaos. I've seen there's one state rep from the Upper Peninsula who said he's going to vote for Sanders, but you don't hear much about this.
And in the end, for this tactic to actually work, you need a lot of highly motivated Republican voters to turn out when President Trump's a virtual sure thing on Tuesday.
You know, one thing we've seen from the Republicans is they are making a big point that Trump's vote totals in the states that have voted so far have far surpassed those of previous presidents running for re-election with no opposition in the primary. So it's basically to say, hey, look, our voters are really jazzed about voting for President Trump. So it just doesn't seem like there's a concerted effort to try to meddle right now.
Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher of Gongwer News Service. Zach, thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.